You know what I'll tell you? Lonzo lectures me sometimes because I say that I feel like I've seen everything there is to see in sports sometimes. And he's like, Mark, that is the most depressing thing I've ever heard in my life. How can you say that? Why even play sports if you've seen all that there is to see? Folks, sadly, when you've been around the block a time or 10, you get to the point where you feel like you've seen sometimes all there is to see. Until Davis Petty comes along. Folks, I'm really excited to introduce you to one of the brightest young stars in our area here in the upstate. Davis Petty is a 9-year-old golfer from Spartanburg, and he won the trophy at the 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championships. Okay? The best golfer in the nation, age 9 years old and under. And Davis Petty joins us right now. You guys know, if you listen to the show, we do a local sports spotlight segment every Wednesday right at 4 p.m. And our guest today is Davis Petty, a privilege and an honor to be joined by him right now. Davis, thanks so much for making the time to join us on the show today, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Man, I love the excitement in your voice. I love the excitement in your voice. So you won the 2020 U.S. Kids Golf World Championship, and you were fourth place in that last year. This year, you brought home the trophy. What was the difference last year to this year?
Well, you know, I felt a little more, a little more confident, and I knew kind of what was going on in my field, and, you know, I knew I had a shot going into the beginning, but really, it was just whoever was going to play smarter golf.
I'm having the realization, folks, that a 9-year-old is smarter than me, and this is not a good feeling to have. Davis Petty is joining us on the show right now. He just sounds incredibly, incredibly bright. So, Davis, that is an amazing accomplishment, man. And it's really cool to be able to tell your story. You're a rising fourth grader at Pine Street Elementary. You're a member of the Creek Golf Club and the Musgrove Mill Golf Club. And you take lessons from PGA Tour member Chip Ridley. Chip reached out to me to see if I would be interested in having you on, Davis. And I said, absolutely. So tell me about your love for golf, Davis. When did you start playing? And when did you feel like, man, this might be the sport for me?
Well, I started playing like when I was, I mean, I started playing competitively when I was five. And when I won my first tournament, I knew I was like, hey, I might be able to do this. And, you know, I got a nice little set of clubs and started taking lessons with Chip. And it was just, you know, on from there.
Davis, when I was five, I was learning how to use the restroom. You're learning how to play professional golf. Why didn't I get your genes, Davis? Why didn't I get your genes? You're incredible. this is absolutely incredible. The story that you're telling us right here. So, what are your goals, Davis? What do you want to do? Like, who was the guy that you looked up to? And I'm talking like that, like you're already grown up, right? You're 9 years old for crying out loud. But is there a certain player that you watch that motivates you?
Well, my favorite golfer has always been Ricky Fowler, and I started watching golf.
Yeah, that's a really good choice.
I started watching golf ever since I was young, and I have just always seen him as a really, you know, cool dude, and I've always looked up to him.
Lonzo, I love this kid. Love this kid. Davis Petty is joining us right now, 9-year-old golfer from Spartanburg, won the 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championships. The best golfer in the country, ladies and gentlemen, ages 9 and under, hails from right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He's been golfing since 2.5 years old. Did mom or dad have something to do with that, Davis? A golf club in your hand at 2.5? Did you ever tell them you didn't want to play?
No, sir. My dad was a really good baseball player. He went on to play at Lander, and they got me a plastic bat and plastic ball because that's what they thought I was going to do when I started, you know, setting the ball down and swinging it like a golf club. And they finally, when I was about 4 or 5, they got me a little U.S. Kids golf set, and you know, I was just started hitting it pretty good and in my yard, and we finally went out to the Creek Golf Club, and I got my first lesson with Chip.
So they gave you a plastic bat and a plastic ball. That's a baseball bat, right?
Yes, sir.
That you're talking about. And you put the ball on the ground, and you're hitting it like it's a golf ball. And they're like, wait just a minute here. We might have something different on our hands here. So look, Davis, I'm wondering, what I don't want to have happen to you is that you get burnt out. You ever heard that phrase, burnt out? You know what that means, Davis, to get burnt
yes,
out
sir.
On something? What does it
yes,
mean
sir.
To you? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I want to practice every day and get 1% better every day. And my goal is to never really get burnt out. I just, you know, I think I got to commit and commit and commit.
Lonzo, I hope you timestamp this interview because I feel like we're talking to the next Tiger Woods here. You know, like this is unbelievable. I have never heard a 9-year-old, Davis, speak the way that you're speaking. This is unbelievable. Your parents are doing a wonderful job with you, and you are an incredibly impressive young man. Do you know that?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You got it. You got it. So you've won back-to-back South Carolina State 9-and-under championships. You've also won the North Carolina, South Carolina, U.S. Kids State Championship last year. You drive the ball approximately 210 yards. What? 210 yards, Davis. Davis, you need to quit slacking, okay? I'm getting tired of all your slacking and all these awards, okay? I need you to work a little bit harder, all right? I'm joking. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell me what it's like to take lessons from Chip Ridley. Chip reached out to me and said, Mark, would you be interested in having Davis on your show? And I said, absolutely, I would. So tell me about your work with Chip.
Well, you know, when I first really started, I mean, I wasn't like, I'm going to do this for a living. And I took a lesson, and I was hitting it like a regular 5-year-old. And then I started getting better and better with Chip. And I was like, hey, I might want to do this. And I've always been, you know, committed and wanting to do it ever since.
That's amazing. So your plan right now, you're in the fourth grade. You want to continue to play. You want to make the high school team, and then you want to be on the PGA Tour someday?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. What is your favorite golf course?
My favorite golf course in the world probably would be Pinehurst number 2.
Why is that?
Because that's always been my dream to play there.
I'll tell you a little secret, Davis. I channeled my inner 9-year-old a couple weeks ago. So 2 weeks ago Monday, I took a day off, drove down to Augusta, Georgia, never seen it before, and I wanted to see the Masters golf course. Now, sadly, Davis, I get there, and all the gates are closed. Like, not only are the gates are closed, but they put, like, tarps over all the fencing, so you can't even see through the fencing where the Masters is. And I was like, well, I didn't come all this way not to see Augusta National, right? I didn't come all this way for that. So I parked my car across the street, walked across the street, Davis, and I peered through the fence just so I could see Augusta National, and I felt like a little kid again, man. I felt like a little kid. It was an unbelievable experience. So I hope you have the chance to get to see that course as well. What do you think about playing in the Masters someday?
That'd be just a dream come true. You know, that's always been one of my other dreams, to be on the PGA Tour. But, I mean, I think and hope it'll happen.
You know, in this last 2020 U.S. Kids World Golf Championship, you were 2 over par through 12 holes, Davis. And
yes,
you
sir.
Were 8 shots behind at one point. And isn't it something, Davis, how mental the game of golf is? How did you prevent from getting frustrated at that point when you were 8 shots back at the leader pretty much as soon as the tournament began?
Well, you know, I mean, I knew I wasn't playing my best golf, and, you know, he just posted a score, and I was like, okay, let's go. And I, you know, ended up shooting 3 under that day, which really gave me some confidence in going into the second and third round, which that's why I think I won.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what was it? Did you have the sense that you were going to win this thing? Like, did you feel it in your gut that I'm the best golfer here?
After the first day, I pretty much knew, and I felt really good about it because I loved where I standed, and I was playing with, at the time, the best golfer in the world, and I was, you know, I was prepared and mentally ready.
How are you at mini golf?
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
Yeah, see, I'm sensing a weakness here, Davis. I'm sensing a weakness. I'm sensing a chance to beat you at something.
Well, I mean, I hadn't played mini golf in a while, but, you know, I enjoy it. It's fun.
It's fun, right? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun indeed. Davis Petty is joining us on the show right now from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Davis, what is next for you? Like, what's the next big tournament that you have coming up?
Well, I have State coming up, and I have the Jekyll Island Cup in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And State's in at Carolina Springs Golf Club.
Okay. And what's that like? That crowns the best golfer in the state of South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you. When is that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from right now. 2 weeks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Folks, his name is Davis Petty. If you haven't heard of him, you will. He's the best golfer in the United States of America in the U.S. kids under 9 years old division. And he was in fourth place as an 8-year-old, won it as a 9-year-old. What is the next division up there, Davis? I mean, do you now get to play in the under 10, or is it under 12 now? How does that work?
Well, they go 6 and under, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, so you're in the 10 and under this year, and you get a chance to defend your national championship. How do you feel about that?
I feel good, you know. It's giving me a pretty good challenge, you know, to defend my title.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Davis, I consider you the most impressive young man I've ever spoken to. Thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on the show today, and I hope we can have you on here as you continue your amazing career.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. You got it. Davis Petty. You know, what you're hearing right now by my silence is the mind-blown emoji.
You are totally shocked. That's hilarious.
Alonzo, I am so impressed with that young man.
You know what? You know what I've learned? I have learned that golfers start talking the way golfers talk at an early age. Because he's already talking like someone being interviewed on the PGA about, you know, how well he's doing and all that kind of stuff. He sounds just like one of those.
He's like, yeah, when I started playing competitively at the age of 5. Yeah, when I was learning how to use the restroom at the age of 5. Unbelievable. Unbelievable kid. And I have a feeling, guys, you know, when we start doing these segments that you hear sometimes on this show, most famous athletes from the upstate, double his age, get him to 18 years of age, we're going to start talking about Davis Petty as perhaps in the Zion, Kevin Garnett category of athlete from this area. It's really, really exciting. And he's got a plan so he doesn't even get burnt out. It is amazing. He's been playing golf since he's 2.5 years old. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, thanks to Chip Ridley and Douglas Ridley for helping to set up this interview for our local sports spotlights, and the pleasure was ours. Davis, congratulations, my friend. We are proud of you, and we look forward to seeing everything that you have coming to you here moving forward in the future.